Welcome to the pre-show notes for the audio-described performance of Timeline Theater's What the Constitution Means to Me by Heidi Schreck, directed by Helen Young. My name is Kellen Henthorne, and I'm Timeline's Audience Services Manager. This performance will be described for you by Allison Sheehan. In this pre-show notes program, you will hear directly from the cast about the visual elements of their characters in the play What the Constitution Means to Me, as well as from Allie, the audio describer, about the set design. We do hope you enjoy.
Hello, my name is Allie, and I'll be audio describing What the Constitution Means to Me. I'd like to give you a description of the stage for this show. To begin, we are in Timeline's main performance space, which has been set up to reflect a proscenium theater. The audience is seated in two blocks from left to right, with one aisle running down the center of the theater to the stage. In front of the first row of the audience is about 10 feet of playing space, which has been made to look like a hardwood floor. It is a medium brown color with visible wood grain and texture. The planks are thin and close together. Beyond this, the stage is set up to look like an American Legion meeting hall. After the 10 feet of hardwood, there is a series of two steps, carpeted in red with gold trim. The total height of these steps is about a foot and a half. At the top of the steps is a platform about 5 feet deep. On the platform, from left to right, is an American flag, a green vinyl chair the color of moss, and a side table with a cup of coffee and some papers. In the center is a wooden podium, the same medium tone as the hardwood floor, which has been decorated with the emblem of the American Legion, a medallion featuring a gold star with the letters U.S. embossed in the center, surrounded by olive branches, and a blue circle which reads American Legion. At the right of the platform is an American Legion flag, a heavy, deep blue material with the same emblem as the center. To the right of this is a wooden chair and a sage green wooden side table, also set with a coffee cup and some papers and pens. Beyond this platform is a single wall which spans the entirety of the background. The two sides are set on a diagonal to open up to the audience, while the back sits parallel to the stage. The bottom half has been covered in light wood paneling, framed by a deeper brown at the top. Right above this paneling is a series of photos, past leaders and prominent members of this branch of Legionnaires. Most of the photos are in black and white, with a few in pale, washed-out colors. Most of the subjects are veterans from over the years, spanning both World Wars and Vietnam. These photos are broken up in center stage by a large plaque, about 4 feet wide by 2 feet tall, which displays the Code of Conduct and the American Legion preamble. Above it is a golden eagle, with a spear in one claw and an olive branch in the other. The rest of the wall, above the photos, is a plain cream color, with a texture reflecting stucco or old plaster. The whole set is dim and full of shadows, except for a warm light which highlights the center of the room. This set has two exits, one on stage left and one on stage right. Both are open doorways. At the top of each doorway is a banner displaying the American Legion logo. At the right exit, there is a red, dimly glowing sign that reads, "Stairs." Finally, the ceiling is made to reflect a meeting house as well. There are rustic, medium wood ceiling supports, which form a series of triangular frames that extend right out over the audience, bringing them into the meeting hall. Something noticeable about this set is the way in which time functions. There is no real set point for when this play takes place. Everything is simultaneously existing now and in the 1980s and in every time in between. It is described in the script as being both full of ghosts and welcoming of the living. The entire set is a liminal space, highlighting the script's recurring idea of penumbra, or the space in between shadow and light.
Hi, this is Beth Lakey, and I am playing Heidi Schreck in the play What the Constitution Means to Me. I hope you like the sound of this voice, because during this production, you're going to hear a lot of it. I'm playing the title character, Heidi. This play is based on her life. It's a true story based on her life as a 15-year-old who traveled the country giving speeches about the Constitution and American Legion halls for prize money to put herself through college. The last place you might have seen me was Steppenwolf in a play called Domesticated. That was 7 years ago. And before that, I was one of the quartet of God of Carnage at Goodman Theater. I have been at Timeline two other times before. One was about 10 years ago in the play Frost Nixon, and the other one was Awake and Sing, which is a good 20 plus years ago. So I'm so happy to be back and thrilled to be a part of this production. As I said, my character's name is Heidi Schreck. The age of my character is my age, so 48. My relationship to the other characters in the play, there's two of us on stage for the majority of the play. The other person is Raymond Fox, who plays the Legionnaire. I also have a relationship with two different debaters in the second half of the play. There's Michaela and Sophie, and we take turns alternating during a debate about whether or not to keep or abolish the Constitution. It's pretty fun, pretty intense. And as an audience member, we're going to ask you to participate. And there's one other person that we all interact with, which is Miranda, our stage manager, who is high up in the booth at the back of the house. You might hear her voice kind of shouting down in participation when I call up to her. I am about 5'7". I am a fair skin toned. My hair color is kind of a brownish blonde, and I wear it curly. And in the front, I have a hair clip, kind of like the 80s style, because it goes back in time. I play 15-year-old Heidi as well, so we thought it would be fun to have just a little nod to the 80s with a hair clip. But at a certain point, I say I'm just going to be myself for the rest of the show. And at that point, I take off the red blazer that I'm wearing and the hair clip. I move around the stage quite a bit. So there's two steps up to the flat stage. We're in the American Legion Hall. And because I'm going to be talking directly to the audience for the entirety of the show, I kind of come up and down throughout the play, and I cross from stage left to stage right quite a few times. There's also a podium in which I, as Heidi, as 15-year-old Heidi, participates in giving the speech that she gave as a 15-year-old about the Constitution and Amendment 9. So I'm a little bit all over the place, but it's in a smaller space. So I either go up two steps, down two steps. I'm in the center of the floor. There's a part of the play where I refer to the word penumbra, and that's kind of a shadowy space with light and shadows. And when I talk about the penumbra and Justice William O. Douglas, who brought the word penumbra into the constitutional conversation, I do take kind of center stage and stand in the penumbra. As I said, I'm wearing a red blazer. I've got some jeans, some white Reeboks, another nod to the 80s. And a blue shirt with white polka dots. So it's just kind of a nod to the American flag. Again, we were trying to convey the 15-year-old me with the blazer and the tennis shoes and the jeans and the hair clip. But at a certain point, when I become 48-year-old me, meaning Heidi, I take off the blazer and the hair clip. That is what I'm wearing throughout the entire play. I do pull out some eyeglasses, or they're given to me when we start the debate, because in the debate, I completely shed the character of Heidi, and I am myself, Beth Lakey, entering the debate. And at that point, they put on a tan blazer, and I pull out my reading glasses, which I definitely need to use to read. And during the debate, I write on note cards, so I will definitely need my reading glasses for that. And I would say the crucial props really are these note cards where I have different statistics in the first half of the play that I refer to, whether it's headlines from the Cowlitz County Register, which is kind of how I start with the different note cards, or a story about my grandmother, or another story about a woman named Jessica Gonzalez, I will always be referring to note cards and reading from them. It's a way that my character kind of distances herself from the stories that she's telling. I think that said, you're going to hear me right out of the gate. Dolly Parton sings, and then I come out, and I will be really looking forward to participating in this conversation about the Constitution with you all. I'll be right in your faces. And again, I hope you like this voice because you're going to hear a lot of it. Okay, thank you so much. See you soon.
Hello, my name is Raymond Fox, and I play the Legionnaire at Timeline Theater's production of What the Constitution Means to Me. I appeared at Timeline on one other occasion in their production of Blood and Gifts in 2013, and the last project I was in Chicago was a play called This Happened Once at the Romance Depot off the I-97 in Westchester, which was part of the New Stages series at the Goodman this past November and December. And again, my character's name is the Legionnaire. The age of the character is unspecified in the script. I myself am in my mid-50s. The character I'm playing is based on an actual Legionnaire named Mel Yonkin, who was sort of a sponsor of Heidi Schreck as she went around the country to various American Legion halls to participate in speaking competitions about the Constitution in Seattle, Washington. I also play a fellow actor who is a friend of Heidi Schreck's, and that sort of becomes revealed in the mid part of the play. I am 5'11" tall, Caucasian. My hair is kind of a mix of light brown, blonde, and gray. I have no facial hair. My posture tends to be somewhat, especially the first part of the play when I'm principally the Legionnaire, thinking he's obviously a veteran, so it's kind of sort of straight back, sort of official for that part of the production. Most of the time that I'm on stage, I'm either sitting on the chair to Beth Lakey's right, who plays Heidi. At a certain point, I'll switch to a chair on the opposite side. And in the beginning of the play, I do stand at the podium lectern to help introduce her and to lay out the rules of the competition to the audience and attendees. And what I'm wearing at the outset are khaki pants, lace-up dress shoes, blue blazer, red and blue striped tie, and an American Legion hat, which on one side reads Wenatchee, which is the town in Washington, the state of Washington, and the number 10, which is the Legion Post number of the local Legion Post where the competition is taking place. And then there are various pins and badges from the American Legion on the hat itself, which is customary. I also have on my left lapel a small pin, which is actually from 1989, that our costume designer found, which was commemorating a meeting between the American Legion and its Canadian counterparts. I'm also wearing a button-down Oxford shirt that's kind of a very light blue and white sort of plaid design. I think there's some khaki in that. And that is the extent of it. When I speak as Danny later in the play, I take off the jacket and the tie and roll up my sleeve. I also have a dark green t-shirt under the dress shirt, which is visible at that point just at the neck. I do wear glasses, sort of what look like heavy, large-framed, sort of late 80s aviator-style glasses. When I am the Legionnaire, they don't have any lenses, so there's no reflection from the stage lights, but I wear those until Heidi asks me to give her Grandma B index cards, and at that point I take them off and have them off for the rest of the play. Again, I also am wearing a wedding ring, which is my own wedding ring, on my left hand, and on my right hand I have a ring that looks like it denotes membership in a Masonic lodge, which is just part of the costume, that I also take off when I start speaking as Danny. So I ring a bell that indicates both when Heidi is 15 years old in that persona and she's reached her time limit as she speaks about different clauses for the amendment that is the prompt for the speech. And then at the very end of the play, I act as a moderator between Beth as herself and either Michaela or Sophie, depending on who's playing the high school debater at that point, I will ring a bell as their time limits end for their portions of the debates. I also carry some index cards, which essentially just have sort of the rules of both the American Legion competition and the debate at the end of the play, which I refer to from time to time. Lines of dialogue would be, "Morning, welcome to the regional finals of the American Legion Oratory Contest here at LCW Legion Post number 10 in Wenatchee, Washington. This contest exists to develop a deeper appreciation of the U.S. Constitution among high school students and to help them pay for college." The play begins with just Beth as Heidi coming out, introducing herself, talking about her history as a high school student, winning these various competitions, which allowed her to go to college. She then describes the set and the room where they will take place. And when she says, I'm just going to be 15 now, I'm not going to do anything, I'm just going to pretend to be 15, there is the sound of a creaking door opening and footsteps, and that is when I enter the theater and come onto the set, and I am on for the rest of the play. And that is about it. We hope you enjoy the performance today.
Hello everyone, my name is Makeda Simpson and I play the role of debater in the play What the Constitution Means to Me. You may have seen me before in other Timeline productions from our Timeline South summer program, Fulmination or Flowers Grow on Trees. In this play, however, I play the role of debater. I actually play myself, so my name is still Makayla Simpson in the play. I play an 18-year-old debater who debates the main character, Heidi, in our play. I'm about 5'7". I have a caramel skin tone. My hair is dark brown. It's in twists, and it's pinned back on one side with the other side hanging in my face a little. My posture is pretty straight and dignified. When I'm on stage, I tend to stay in one spot when I'm trying to get people to focus on me, but when I try to hit my points, I move around with a lot of energy and power just to try and get my points across and seem strong and cool and collected. I wear a white button-up shirt with a funky patterned vest on. It's green, brown, and yellow, and also white. It has a bunch of lines and cool patterns. Over that, I wear a blazer, a black blazer that has three pins on it, one with my pronouns, the other with women's rights, and then another just college pin. And then my pants are a houndstooth pattern, black and white, and I wear some cute, like, little loafer-style shoes. I also wear a ring. I wear one ring on my ring finger on my right hand, and I also have a pair of earrings that I wear that matches my vest. They're also yellow. During the show, you'll usually see me holding cards, so my cue cards for the debate. I also will have a notepad, and I'll sometimes be holding a pocket constitution while on stage. Yeah, that's me. I hope you all have a great time seeing this show, and I hope you all enjoy it. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the pre-show notes for the audio-described performance of What the Constitution Means to Me. We do hope you enjoy the show.